So this was a tomb that was lost, and then it was found by Professor Kent Weeks when he was doing his survey of the Valley of the Kings. He was making a very scientific map of every single tomb in the valley, and he had to rediscover it, and he found it. Now, when they found the tomb, it was packed with debris. And they had to climb in. There were two people who went in first, Kent Weeks and his assistant, Catherine Rarig, who was a specialist on the Valley of the Kings. They had to climb in on their bellies. There was only about 3 feet from the top of the debris to the ceiling. So they're climbing in and looking and trying to see what's going on here. And it was pretty much packed with debris. But they could see they were in a large pillared hall with many pillars. Now, this tomb they would excavate for the next 10, 15 years. And it eventually became clear this was the largest tomb in all of Egypt. Very strange, not like any other tomb. You go into it, there are many side chambers. When I say many, 20, 30. Then you get to the back of the tomb and there's another level. You go down and then it comes back on itself. And you have more chambers, another 50, 60. And then there's a third level, which hasn't been excavated yet. This is a tomb which will take perhaps 100 years to excavate. You can't just pull out all the debris. It changes the atmospheric condition within the tomb, and then the walls start to shift. So you've got to remove some debris, close the tomb, let it stabilize, then next season come back. It'll take a long time to excavate this tomb. But this is probably for the sons of Ramses the Great. So Ramses builds a tomb for his sons. He also builds his own tomb. Now, Ramses' tomb is one of the great ones in the Valley of the Kings. It's really quite spectacular. It's badly damaged by these floods, but it's quite spectacular. To give you an idea of the magnitude of building tombs in the Valley of the Kings, let me say this. Ramses employed an entire village of workmen. We have their village to do nothing but work on his tombs. It's called Deir el-Medina, the workmen's village. And we know more about this city than any other ancient city in the world, because the workmen used to write notes to themselves, right, to each other. And they didn't use papyrus. That's expensive. What Egyptians used as scrap paper was broken pots. You know, you broke a pot, it's a bit of scrap pad. So you could write a note in ink, and then you leave it for a friend or send it off. And these pot shards are almost indestructible. So eventually the town dump for Deir el-Medina became piled high with thousands of pot shards with writing on it called a straka. And they were translated, and it gives us a picture of life in the village of Deir el-Medina. And we know a lot about these guys and how they built the tomb of Ramses the Great. There was a right-hand gang and a left-hand gang. Two teams working simultaneously, literally back-to-back in the tomb. One would work on the right-hand wall, the other would work on the left-hand wall. They had different skills. There were guys whose specialty was carving, just chipping out the rock. Other guys would plaster the wall. Other guys would put the grid down. Some were painters, some were sculptors. We even know that when they were given their tools at the beginning of the week, and they had a 10-day week. The Egyptian calendar had a 10-day week. They were given their bronze chisels the beginning of the week. At the end of the week, they turned them in, and they were weighed to make sure that they weren't stealing any of the metal. Metal was valuable. Bronze was really valuable. So they would weigh the chisels before and after the work week. You know, the same thing happened in the United States around turn of the century, say 1900, when we had gold coins in circulation. People used to make a living by taking the gold coin and just shaving a little bit off the edge. And you get a few thousand coins, you shave a little off, and you have a nice little pile of gold. That's why the government started putting the milled edges around coins so they couldn't be shaved. And this was started by Ramses' workers, obviously, who were shaving their bronze tools and making some extra money on the side. So they build Ramses' tomb. Now, I believe that the burial chamber of Ramses the Great held more treasure than any other room in the ancient world. I think it had to. Think about what Tutankhamun's tomb held. Fabulous treasures. Fabulous treasures. And he was a minor king who only ruled for 10 years, died suddenly, and they had to just get the stuff together fairly quickly.